Welcome to the Real Estate Guys radio show. I'm your host, Robert Helms. Last week, we talked about cash flow markets. Today, we're going to talk about a market that is well positioned for growth and equity, and you're going to dig it. We're on the Space Coast in Florida today on the Real Estate Guys radio program.
If you love real estate and have always wanted to own your own business, listen up. The Real Estate Guys and their panel of experts want to teach you how to go full-time fast in the real estate syndication business. These next few years may go down in history as one of the best times ever to acquire investment real estate. There are deals everywhere if you know where to look and how to assemble the resources. The Secrets of Successful Syndication Seminar will show you how to make big money doing big deals from a team of experts that have syndicated projects totaling more than $1 billion. Don't wait for someone to give you a raise or create a job for you. Attend the Secrets of Successful Syndication and learn how to build a team, raise capital, find deals, and make full-time money in 6 months or less. Go to realestateguysradio.com and click on events. All the big players use syndication as a way to diversify risk, optimize profits, and earn big money. You can too. Go to realestateguysradio.com and click on events.
Welcome to the Real Estate Guys radio show. I'm your host, Robert Helms. With me, as usual, financial strategist, co-host Russell Gray.
Hey, Robert.
You got to travel around to see the world, especially when it comes to real estate. And today we're in Central Florida, one of the markets we've loved for a long time. And it's great to come back here every year, sometimes more than once a year, and just see the consistent growth. There are cranes everywhere. There are new projects everywhere. I drove through an area today where 20,000 single-family homes are being built. That is a clue.
Yeah, that's what you look for. You know, you spend a lot of time, we spend a lot of time looking at the marketplaces around the country. We look at the dynamics in those, supply, demand, capacity to pay, what's going on with mortgage rates and demographics. You look at what's going on with taxes and the incentives for businesses and people to move to different places. There's just so many things happening right now that create an environment where certain markets have the opportunity to really pop. And we've had our eye on Central Florida for a long, long time for this very reason. And it's not surprising at all. And, you know, the thing about real estate, and we talk about this all the time, is it's slow moving. And, you know, when you think of stock investors and the way they invest, there's fundamentals and then there's technical. And fundamentals, of course, are the drivers underneath and profits and things that are going on that you look at as an analyst. And then you look at the technical side, which is the momentum, when something starts to get hot or something starts to get cold, and you can see it show up in the charts. And real estate just moves a lot slower, but some of those same things exist. And you can take and look at it not over the period of a month or a year, but over the period of several years and begin to watch a market and watch an opportunity open up and begin to evolve. And we really feel like Central Florida has been a market that has been well poised to take off. And I think we're beginning to see that happen in a big way.
Well, it's a big market and there's lots of different sustainable drivers. If you've heard us talk about Central Florida in the past, you know, Orlando and the greater area there, there are so many individual markets and lots of different stories. And when I talk about a story, I talk about a reason somebody would come into a location and bring jobs and bring infrastructure and bring capital. And there's a lot of those stories. You know, you're going to hear tons of factoids today from our guest because she is so well versed in this area and knows it like the back of her hand. But within that, there are some sub stories that are super strong. And one of those is the Space Coast. So big picture on that is, you know, for many years, the space industry was 100% a government industry, right? NASA, that was it. That's all there was. And in the last many years, you've seen that completely change. When the whole shuttle program stopped, then the whole Cape Canaveral just kind of grinded to a halt and there wasn't much going on. And then individual businesses and entrepreneurs came and picked up the slack, and it has been astonishing. They call it the comeback coast. And one of the big challenges is that although there's a ton of companies and the companies that supply them and they co-locate and they're bringing all kinds of workforce and jobs and everything, in that particular area, there aren't as many houses. And so there is a great opportunity to find and help find that solution. It's always interesting when there's a need, and we've talked about this in the show before, you find a demand for real estate. One of the fundamental questions you ask is it sustainable? Right? We looked at the Bakken all those years ago, and there were all these reasons to consider putting housing there because there was a huge demand. People were sleeping in their cars, and it was crazy. But it was a short-lived story. They were there to create the infrastructure, and then once that was created, they kind of left. Well, this story is a very different story for a variety of reasons that we'll talk about today.
You know, if you think about it, since we're talking about space, and when I was a little kid, I was enamored of the whole moon project, and I used to build these little models, and I used to watch all the science fiction shows, and I thought that that was the coolest thing ever. But you think of this concept of drivers as rocket engines, and you think, how many rocket engines can you strap on to a rocket to get it off the ground and to keep it moving and to make it go fast? And so if you think, as you listen through, as we talk to our boots on the ground gal here and learn more about the market, think about how many rocket engines are being strapped onto this market. It was already good before this. It's been a very popular market for just lots and lots of reasons. But Robert, you and I spent a bunch of time in Silicon Valley in our lives. And, you know, my dad was a high-tech entrepreneur. I grew up in Silicon Valley before it was Silicon Valley, when it was just Santa Clara County. And you see how much money entered into the tech industry. And of course, Lockheed Martin, which was a big government contractor, was one of the biggest employers in Silicon Valley for the longest time. And what happens is, even when government spending pulls back, all of the people, all of the talent, all of the infrastructure, it still existed. And so these guys become entrepreneurs. They find ways to take the things that they were doing for government and start private companies. So, you know, as you were talking, it made me just think about the commonalities or the similarities between what we saw happen in Silicon Valley and what is happening now in Central Florida. And, you know, you have to ask yourself, is the use of space, you know, whether it's satellites or tourism or mining of the moon or whatever, there's, you know, Space Force, there's all kinds of reasons why people are interested in getting out into outer space. And you have to ask yourself, is that something that is going to happen quickly? Is it something that's going to take some time and develop over time and be somewhat sustainable? And is the reasons that people want to do that, are those fairly permanent? Or are those things that are just fads? I've got to believe that they're fairly permanent. It's going to take some time. It's going to take a bunch of money and a bunch of talent. And the thing is, once an area coalesces as a hub, that's where the talent is. That's where the synergies are. That's what happened in Silicon Valley. In spite of even the high prices and many of the constraints in Silicon Valley, it still continues to grow and expand and attract. And it's because of that. It's because there's so much money in the space, and it's because there's so many people and so much talent that needs to be together to actually be effective. So we're watching this because we think this thing could really develop into something powerful. And if you can pardon the pun, take off.
Well, it may sound out of this world to you, but we're going to find out a ton when we come back. You're going to meet Jean Gillen. She's been a real estate agent helping strictly real estate investors for many, many years, and you'll meet her next on the Real Estate Guys radio program.
Live nationwide, you're listening to the Real Estate Guys. Find out more at realestateguysradio.com.
Real Estate Guys listeners, are you tired of losing real estate deals due to financing issues? Have you had enough of waiting on banks, lenders, and investor groups to fund new projects? What if there were a way to eliminate all the hassle and invest in real estate on your own terms? I'm here to tell you there is. Patrick Donahoe here from Paradigm Life. I'm an Investopedia Top 100 Most Influential Financial Advisor, and I recently wrote a best-selling book about the financial strategy that changed my entire investment model, and the one that could change yours. To get a copy of my book for free and learn how you can maximize your real estate portfolio by acting as your own bank, send an email to mybank@realestateguysradio.com. Don't make another real estate deal without reading my book first. Email mybank@realestateguysradio.com now to get your copy for free.
The Real Estate Guys are throwing a party and you're invited. Join us at the New Orleans Investment Conference, November 1st through 4th. Now in its 45th year, it's the nation's longest running investment conference and features some of the biggest names in economics and investing, including Doug Casey, Dennis Gartman, Rick Rule, and Peter Schiff. The Real Estate Guys are speaking in multiple sessions, attending lots of others, and we're hosting a hospitality suite one of the evenings for our friends and listeners, including some VIPs for you to mingle with. So make plans today to join the Real Estate Guys at the New Orleans Investment Conference. With everything going on in the world, no serious investor can afford to miss it. For all the details, send an email to neworleans@realestateguysradio.com, and it will tell you how to get upgraded tickets and join the party. That's neworleans@realestateguysradio.com. And we'll see you in New Orleans.
Hey, it's Ken McElroy. I listen to The Real Estate Guys, and so should you.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Guys radio program, heard every weekend on this great radio station, all the time at realestateguysradio.com. We're in beautiful Florida with our good friend Gene Gillen. Hey, Gene, how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much. It's so wonderful to see you again.
Well, it's always good to see you, and our listeners love you. I know you've been helping a lot of folks who have come out to check out your market, and the thing we really appreciate about Gene is that she does investment property, and pretty much you only work with investors.
I only work with investors.
Yeah, and love that. And we were talking about, you know, just how strong the market has been kind of in all of Central Florida, but there's this unique aspect of it that has really impacted your business and where you're seeing kind of the puck going, and that is the Space Coast is just going crazy. So first, let's talk about what the Space Coast is.
Yeah, well, the Space Coast, it's very interesting. We have two, I always talk about two corridors. It's the I-95 corridor, and if you remember, the I-95 corridor goes to from Miami to Maine.
Yep.
So you want to go anywhere on the East Coast, you're going to get on I-95, and it's free. And then we have another corridor that's I-4, and it goes from Tampa through Orlando to Daytona. So those are the two corridors, and we call it Tampa-Orlando now because it's all filled in between.
All filled in between.
Then we have the Space Coast, and the Space Coast really is Melbourne, and then it's Palm Bay, and Palm Bay is where people live. Then there's Melbourne, and then there's Titusville. So everybody knows NASA. Everybody knows Cape Canaveral. They all know Port Canaveral, which is right next to Cape Canaveral.
Yep.
There are three major international airports within an hour of all these. So if you're in Palm Bay, you can be in the Melbourne International Airport in about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You can be an hour to Orlando. Then you can be about, I'd say, another hour to Sanford Airport. And then you go a little bit further and you have Daytona Airport.
Wow.
And they're all international airports. So there's a reason why this is happening. It's the number one place that's visited in the whole world. We had 75 million people come there. And they didn't come just to go to Disney, believe
right.
me. It's the number one tourist area in the whole world, but it's also the number one convention center because it's less expensive. They have larger facilities, that kind of thing. We have more direct flights from Orlando International Airport than any other airport in the world, or in the United States anyway. And that means a lot when you don't have to change planes.
Well, and the largest university by student count.
Right. They have the largest university by student count. They also provide the space industry more degreed people in space than any other university in the United States.
Well, you know, it's interesting because so many industries tend to kind of all locate together. Think about Detroit when the whole auto industry was growing up, or all the Hollywood film industry. And when you think about space, historically, that's been a government-run kind of deal. But in the last few years, oh my gosh, with SpaceX and everybody else, we've seen the commercial sides of that and independent companies coming up with great new technologies and ideas. And there, I was just blown away by how many space-related companies have moved here.
Yeah, over 360, 370 have moved. There's a lot of reasons they're moving here. First of all, this is the only place you can put a man into space. And we all know that Richard Branson and a couple of other fellows want to sell you a ticket to go to outer space for $250,000, which sounds like a lot of money. But I remember buying my first little handheld calculator, and I was in Miami, and it was $75.
Yeah.
And now they can buy them for $1.98.
Yeah.
So that's what's going to happen. But it's the only place in the United States that you can put a man into orbit.
Yeah.
And if you ever come here, you'll see that people come here not just only to go to Disney, but they go to Cape Canaveral, they go to Port Canaveral, which is the second largest cruise port in the world now, probably going to change a little bit even more with all the Disney cruises and all the cruise lines coming here. It's easy to get to. It's not going into Miami, although Miami is a great place to be, but it's a little bit more difficult to get around. So that's another reason. And I will tell you that I always say that Florida is a cheap and cheerful place. And right now, you can buy a new house in Florida for rental less than you can buy a resale. And they will rent for higher rents. So there's a lot of reasons to buy that. So if
yep.
you're, you know, if you're buying a house and you want to keep it 5, 10, 15, 25 years, In 10 years, that house is only 10 years old. Buy a resale at 25 years old. In 10 years, it's 35 years old. And people, we have a huge amount of millennials coming here. We have a huge amount of, and we say retirees, they're not retirees. They're baby boomers, and baby boomers seem to work till they're 75, 80 years old. So even if they go and live in a 55-year-old community, it's not because of any other reason. That's where they want to go.
They want to hang out with other baby boomers.
You go to the Villages, you go to Sun City. Now in Daytona, they have a 55-year-old community that's by Parrot Heads. And it's absolutely happening because people are excited about coming and living here. It's cheap and cheerful.
Cheap and cheerful, and the weather's good. It's an all-around market. So there's lots of reasons to like this part of the world. And, you know, there's no state income tax here. That brings not only people but companies, because that helps the paycheck go further, if you will. And I think, you know, last time we visited, you talked about just a variety of areas, kind of that between Orlando and Tampa. There's so many different towns. And then recently, as there's been more opportunity on the Space Coast, that brings jobs. But it's not just those jobs. When you bring in a whole bunch of companies and they hire a whole bunch of specialty workers, then there's all the secondary and tertiary jobs that come in to help support those people. So already a huge medical infrastructure here. That just increases. In fact, one of the articles you sent was about the number of doctors per capita, which in a growing economy can be difficult. As you're adding jobs in an industry, there's not necessarily medical professionals keeping up, but they are. It was a great statistic. It was out of 100,000 people. On average, 100,000 people in the U.S. has 210 doctors. In the Space Coast, 100,000 people, 208. So right in the running there, you've got good medical care. Then you've got all the businesses and restaurants and folks that are going to serve that. That's part of what makes it so vibrant.
Mm-hmm. And if you see, if you just go and look at how many new Starbucks there are, how many new Home Depots there are, all that is right there. And the Space Coast is large. It's not what you think. I mean, it's large. And if you go from Cape Canaveral to Port Canaveral to Melbourne and Palm Bay, Palm Bay is where the people live. Because if you go to Melbourne, you're going to pay $300,000-$500,000 for the same house that we're building now in Palm Bay for $215,000. And of course, it's exciting. It's really exciting to see what's happening because bringing in all this new fresh blood and all these new companies. The companies come here, and it was really interesting when we were having our gubernatorial races last year. There was two candidates, and one candidate was saying, oh, all these Republicans, I'm sorry to say it's a Republican state, obviously, because we don't have state income tax, but they are giving all these companies all these incentives to come, so the state is losing taxes. Well, they are losing taxes, but boy, they're making more because the people are coming here. I don't think that there's a better economy in the United States right now. We have people in the Space Coast area. I think the average salary is a little bit over $100,000. And another thing that I thought was interesting in all this is happening, that their credit scores are over 800. That's, you know, that's makes a big difference, you know.
Well, when you have that kind of a salary and you come to a place that has a good quality of life and inexpensive quality of life compared to other places, people have discretionary income here. And you see that by just the number of restaurants and things there are for people to do. People are active here. But it's a wide, diverse economy, which is critical. You know, one of the things in buy and hold investing, of course, is you want to make sure that you're in a market where there will be a supply of tenants for a long time. And there is the concern that, well, if housing becomes too plentiful and too affordable and interest rates are going down, are all these people going to be able to, you know, buy homes? But what they forget is that many of the people in a lot of the industries here, certainly in the theme park industry, for sure in the convention industry, in the medical industry, and in the space industry, don't necessarily come for a career. They come for a two-year gig. They come for a contract.
Right.
Those folks are always going to be tenants.
Mm-hmm. And that's what's happening because we have all these, you know, everybody knows Lockheed Martin and all that. These people don't come and are going to make their home here. Sometimes they do stay, but they have, as you say, a year and a half gig, and they pay their rent, they take care of the houses, and they come and they go. But when they get here and they realize, well, this is pretty good place to live. I don't have to pay income tax. I just got a 13% hike in my pay from California,
yeah.
10 or 11 from New York. The governor of New York is really annoyed with Florida because we are now the third largest state by population. We superseded New York.
Yeah.
So that's really a big thing. And it's nice here. I can't even explain. You forget. I mean, I'm an old lady, okay? But I forget how old I am because everybody is kind of like, you go to, you know, there's young people. People act younger. There's a lot of these 55-year-old places that you go there and everybody's got a golf cart. So that's my answer to my friends that say, well, what are you Floridians doing for the environment? We're driving golf carts. Even in my little town in New Smyrna Beach, when I go there, everybody's on a golf cart.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, they're $10,000. They're not a $50,000 or $60,000 gig. They're $10,000. You take them to the store. You take your kids somewhere. You go to the beach in your golf cart. And I thought that's something I really wanted to tell people. There's a couple of other things that is important that you understand about Florida, in Central Florida. So for these new houses that we're building, they're like 210, just take that as an example, the insurance is $600 a year. And that includes hurricane insurance.
Wow.
With a $500 deductible. So if Allstate or all, you know, Peninsula are not worried about it, I think that we should just calm down, okay?
That's a good
we're
point.
Not in the Gulf. That's one thing. We, you know, it seems to travel up in the Gulf where we're seeing today, but we don't have that. And when I used to live in South Florida, I used to live on the intercoastal in Fort Lauderdale, and when we had a hurricane, that was a hurricane. This is like not a hurricane compared to it because we're not in the tropics. Now, it's not to say that something couldn't happen, but it you don't have to worry. You're protected about that.
Well, that's what insurance is for. And the fact that the rates are what they are tell you that the insurance companies aren't overly concerned about the risk. And I think you mentioned something else, which I definitely want to spend some time on. That is, this is an odd anomaly where a brand new house is actually less expensive for an investor to buy than a resale house. When we buy new, we're expecting to pay a little premium. The very idea is that if a developer delivers a house today, that's at the current rate. It has to have everything figured in to buy land and materials and labor and a profit margin. And usually the way you can circumvent some of that is find a great neighborhood that's older houses. But there is this anomaly here. And I think all things being equal, both investors and tenants are going to prefer new.
Absolutely. And if you are dealing with people and they're your renters, what's very interesting is that what we're trying to do is build houses that are indestructible. So all the floors, even in the bedrooms, are tile,
yep.
Some kind of tile. All the countertops are granite or stone. They have that kind of backsplash too, so that everything's there. What's really interesting, they're on a quarter of an acre.
Wow.
And when I say that to people in California, they go, a quarter of an acre.
So just one
basically,
house?
Basically, yeah. And so like for the ones in Palm Bay, they're all on 0.23 or 0.25, 0.26, something like that.
Yeah.
You can't tell the difference, very, very slight. But they're on big lots, and there's no HOA. So the developer that is building these houses for us, he listened to us. Nick and I said, you know what? It's got to be indestructible. It has to be a smart house. So they can open up their garage door and put their alarm on wherever they are in the country, okay?
Yeah.
It has everything you need. It is landscaped. It has irrigation system. It has everything that you need. So you don't have to do anything. You don't have to add a garage door opener. And it's built for an investor to rent. So the houses that we're building now, if you go into Palm Bay and even just take a little tour of D.R. Horton there or one of the other builders, they're 235 to 255, if you could find a 235. But they don't have all that in there, okay? And our houses are 215, and they have everything in there. Now, why would a developer do this?
Yeah.
He doesn't have to have a staff sitting at a house. He doesn't have to have other staff members monitoring those people. He doesn't have to have anything. He just builds a house and sells it, and he knows that he's got a deal beforehand. He just wants to build houses. It's a win-win for all of us. It took us a long time to get here, maybe 15, 16 years of my life to find somebody to do this.
Yeah.
But now we have two developers or two builders that are doing that.
What makes so much sense when you think about it? It's just your typical builder works for somebody, or they do a house at a time, or even if they do a tract of homes, their mission is to get in, sell it, get out. And there's always the unknown of sales. How long is it going to take? And how much are they going to pay agents and commissions and all that? When a developer says, well, wait a minute, I can build something that has a built-in market, then it takes risk out of the whole project, and they're willing to do it for less, which makes a ton of sense. Now, from the investor's side, some of the components of the house means there's going to be less wear and tear, a little more to build, but less wear and tear in the long run, which is huge. But also, tenants are attracted to new and these kind of amenities with these beautiful granite counters, the backsplashes, you know, that's a nice look. It also is less wear and tear on the house. The water doesn't get into the drywall, doesn't get down in, you know, in the cabinets and all that. So you spend a little money up front to make it more tenant-proof, if you will, and they're never tenant-proof, but tenant-resistant, you get a much better product in the long run.
Mm-hmm. And the stainless steel appliances, we do not give washer and dryers to our people anymore because we couldn't remember who owned it at the end. So we said, okay, whatever.
But no, there's hookups for washers and dryers. Yeah,
absolutely. But all the other appliances are there. I think the house is just about 1,710 square feet.
Nice.
Four bedrooms, two baths, on a quarter of an acre, and I think under air it's probably like look like 2,300 or 2,500, but always not under air. The whole house is about 2,300 to 2,500 square feet, but under air is 1,710 square feet. Oh, and one thing, that there are spot lots. Okay, so one of the things that was always my pet peeve with people selling investors' houses, they go into a community and they don't take stock of, there's 158 houses here, right? Say that. Yep. So you really should only sell 15, maybe 16 to investors, so you keep it at about 10%.
So you've got a neighborhood that's got a lot of owner-occupants.
Right, because that'll keep the neighborhood up. So you go into a planned community by a national builder, you don't know who else is in there. I mean, I'm always on them. You know, who else has bought? Are there any other investors? So what we did here, which is really cool, is that it's their spot lots. So back in the day, there was a lot of investors, they bought these little lots from the bank, but they're spot lots. So the whole street, it has houses on it, but there'll be one lot. So that's the lot that the developer's buying. And so you're going to be the brand new lot, the brand new house on that street, which is very cool.
Very, very cool.
Yeah. And I have people that have bought 4, 6, because they could see, you know, it's, you know, a half a mile away from each other, a quarter of a mile. It's just, you know, very, very nice.
We're talking with Jean Gillen. She is a real estate broker that specializes with investors in Central Florida. Talk about the Space Coast and other neighborhoods that make sense. We'll have more with Jean when we come back. We'll play real estate trivia next. You're tuned to the Real Estate Guys radio program. I'm your host, Robert Helms.
Real estate investment advice right in your mailbox. Sign up for the free Real Estate Guys newsletter at realestateguysradio.com.
Forbes rated Memphis the best cash flow market in the nation. And our good friend Terry Kerr at Mid-South Homebuyers has been the premier turnkey rental property provider in Memphis for over 13 years. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, Terry has renovated over 750 houses. Real Estate Guys listeners have snapped up hundreds. Discover what these satisfied investors already know. Mid-South's properties are completely renovated with a one-year warranty and a lifelong rental guarantee. They're affordable, well-managed, and easy to own. Perfect for beginning investors and veterans alike. Get in on the action. Contact Terry and his team via email at midsouth@realestateguysradio.com.
Hi, I'm Brad Sumrock. At this year's AIM NatCon, you'll find out why apartments have been and continue to be the hottest sector for real estate investing, and why more and more people are moving their money out of Wall Street into real estate, specifically apartment buildings. Plus, with the new tax laws, learn how owning and investing in apartments are even more attractive right now in 2019. Learn from some of the best speakers and investors in the country. Gain access to industry experts and service providers from all over the USA that can help you earn more money and pay less taxes. Meet and network with hundreds of other apartment investors and other like-minded individuals. So whether you are new to investing or already an experienced apartment owner that wants to go bigger and faster, this conference is definitely for you. I'll see you there.
Join Robert Kiyosaki, Harry Dent, Tom Wheelwright, the Apartment King, Brad Sumrock, and the Real Estate Guys at the second annual Apartment Investor Mastery National Conference. It takes place Saturday, August 10th in Dallas, Texas. For all the details, send an email to aimnatcon, that's AIMNATCON, at realestateguysradio.com. aimnatcon at realestateguysradio.com.
Hi, this is Steve Forbes. You're listening to The Real Estate Guys. Have fun. You'll learn something.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Guys radio show. I'm your host, Robert Helms. We're talking today with Gene Gillen in Central Florida about the Space Coast and all things Central Florida. Before we get back to that discussion, it's time to play real estate trivia. That's your chance to win a prize by knowing today's real estate trivia question, which has something to do with Florida. When you hear the question and think you know the answer, send your best guess to trivia at realestateguysradio.com. Trivia at realestateguysradio.com. Include your name, your mailing address, and the answer to the question. Because if you're the winner, we're going to send you a copy of Ken McElroy's excellent book, The ABCs of Real Estate Investing. If you already own it, you can gift it to somebody else. I know a lot of our listeners know and love this book, but it is a classic. That can be yours if you know today's real estate trivia question. Last week on The Real Estate Guys, we were in Memphis, Tennessee, talking with Terry Kerr and Liz Nolan about not only Memphis, but Little Rock, Arkansas, their new market. Let me ask this. Arkansas produces more of a certain staple food than any other U.S. state. Which one? Well, the answer is rice. Yeah, Arkansas produces the most rice in the U.S., followed by Texas and Louisiana. Here's our real estate trivia question for this week. How high above sea level is the highest natural point in Florida? Think about the state of Florida. It's kind of low-lying, but somewhere there's got to be some height. Well, what is the highest point above sea level? If you know, or you want to look it up, or you want to take a guess, send your best guess to trivia at realestateguysradio.com. Trivia at realestateguysradio.com. Give us the answer to the question along with your name and your mailing address, because if you're the winner, we're going to send you Ken McElroy's The ABCs of Real Estate Investing. That's today's real estate trivia question. We're in Florida, and it's beautiful here, and it's a great area for lots of stuff. We're finding out today there's great demand for rental houses. Gene Gillen is with us, and Gene, you work with exclusively investors. Let's talk about the kind of folks that come down and say, I want to see what you have. Who are the types of people that are investing in Central Florida real estate?
Well, I would say that it's anybody from 30 years old. I've had people that are 70 years old. We try to talk to them and find out what they need, what they're going after. Because a 30-year-old, I would say to them, you know, it's a great plan. You buy 10 houses. In 10 years, you could sell half and then pay the other half off. You got 5 houses paid for. And they're only 10 years old. They're brand new, 10 years old. They'll sell quicker and they'll rent quicker.
Yeah.
And so then we have the person that's in their 40s and they're just getting started. So we kind of do the same thing. They want to rev it up a little bit more because, they think they're going to retire at 55, 60. I don't know anybody that retires at 55, 60 anymore. But they still have that window of 15 to 20 years where they can get this house paid for.
Yeah.
And if you consider that the number one place people are moving is Florida, because of so many things, you know, you don't have to travel in the snow. You don't have to. I went to Marquette University in Wisconsin. Okay. And I can remember I get up in the morning, you shovel your way out, and then you come home at 4 o'clock and it's getting dark and you shovel your way in. They don't have to do that here.
You move to Florida, you can get rid of your snow shovel.
Yeah. Well, yes. And the Realty Medics, which is one of our property managers, gives you free snow removal.
Nice.
It's one of their advertisings. But it's a place, the schools. Now, people say, what are the schools like in Florida?
Yeah.
And I say, well, they're almost as bad as everybody else. But in Palm Bay, where we're building our houses, those schools are an A. A schools. There's a site called niche.com. And you should go to it. And the reason why you should go to it, you can see where you live fits in. Because even though they're an A, they're the ranked number 9 of all towns to move in. And so I put my town in, my basic town is Winter Park, Florida, and I put my town in and said, oh, yeah, A schools, yeah. But then when you get to the housing's too expensive for people, you know, normal people. I mean, I'm old. I bought the house a long time ago. But when you're young, you want to live in a place where your kids can go to school, and it's nice. And even if you take that gig for a year with Lockheed Martin or whoever it is, you have children and they have to go to school. So that's the kind of thing that's happening in Palm Bay. It's a really great place to live. They have a lot of water sports, although you're far enough from the ocean that it's going to be 20 minutes to the ocean, 25 minutes to the ocean. So that we don't buy lots that are in flood zones. There's a lot of things we don't do.
Yeah.
We make sure that house has everything that you need. You don't have to add anything.
So let's talk about one of these houses, because this is a particular thing that you have right now, $215,000, mm-hmm. and it's 1,700 square feet. What is that house likely to rent for?
I have to be a very honest investor, especially older investors. Just rent it, they'll say. Just rent it. I don't care if I only get $1,550, okay? These houses will rent for $1,700.
Okay.
We put $1,550 to $1,700, but we've gone and looked at other rentals. And the other day we were there, you were with me, Nick. It was a 3-2, 1,500 square feet, and it was renting for, I think, $1,600.
Okay.
So these are going to be brand new, 1750, four bedrooms, two baths. Now, why do we do four bedrooms? Because a lot of people say, well, what about a three bedroom, two bath? Well, first of all, we can do a four bedroom. For 215, we can do a four small bedroom. So I thought about making a product that would be a little bit less as a three bedroom, two bath, which is a good house too. But a lot of people that come to Florida have guests.
Sure.
Number one, they have guests.
Right. Everyone wants to come visit their friends
wants
in
to come
Florida.
And now, if you're in Palm Bay, you're right next to Melbourne, and they have an amazing art center and performing arts, and there's all kinds of water sports. You want to go deep sea fishing, you can do any of these things, okay? And you can go to Cape Canaveral, you can go to Disney. So they have to have an extra bedroom. Also, a lot of people work at home. Even if they are going to work for somebody, they'll go there 2 days a week, and they'll be home working. So they have to have maybe a third bedroom or a fourth bedroom to make an office. So that's why we do that. Plus, as things go along, people just like the space, but it's not a big house. It's still 1,710 square feet, but it feels big. It's all the open plan. So there's not like the old days where you had a dining room and a living room and then, you know, a family room.
Yeah.
This is an open plan. It's very beautiful. They're going to all have beautiful backyards, no HOA, which is very nice. And it comes out to be, it's $50 for your insurance. Now, it can be $75, and I'm going to say that. You know how some people want sinkhole insurance? And, I watched this thing the other day in Arlington, Virginia. Did you see the sinkhole? It was amazing.
Yeah.
You know, it happens anywhere. We keep taking stuff out of the inside of this earth. Believe me, it's going to happen. So they add that on, and it's going to be $950 instead of $600. But with the $600, you're going to get everything you really need, $50 a month. And we have no HOA. The taxes are relatively low. They're about, I think they're up $250 a month. When you live in Florida, okay, so there's we are a homestead state. I don't know if people know that. So what it means, like a homestead state, is I always say that's why O.J. Simpson came to Florida.
Right.
Because you can buy a multi-mazillion mansion and pay cash for it, and nobody can take it away from you.
Right.
As long as you pay your taxes. And if there's an HOA, you better pay that too.
Yeah.
Those are the two things you have to pay. So we're a homestead state, very, very landlord friendly. You can evict somebody in 28 days. The sheriff will do it for you. It costs $700. But we don't find that's a necessity. We haven't had any problems with evictions.
Well, at this level, right, these kind of tenants, since we pay $1,700 a month, is probably not going to be your guy that moves out in the middle of the night, plus the stableness of the jobs and so forth. So what you give up when you buy something in this kind of neighborhood is just the cash flow might not be the same as you bought from maybe a market that has, you know, more of a blue-collar transient workforce. But you're going to have stability, durability, and then long-term, think about buying new, you have to think about appreciation.
Well, okay, so that's a very good thing. So these houses are really, if he sold them on the open market to regular people, they'd be about $245.
Yep.
Yeah. So you're buying with equity just to begin with. So, and I like that because being that you know about investors, right? You just never know when somebody, something happens in their household, somebody gets ill, they need to give their kids money, you know, whatever it is. I know that I can sell these houses on the open market for them and they'll come out clean.
Right, which is huge for sure. I mean, as you're putting together a portfolio, what you're looking at doing is diversifying and also mitigating risk. So what's the risk or biggest costs in single family homes? Turnover and vacancy. And so having a strong market of potential tenants is great. But then let's talk about your tenant landlord laws. Great. How long is the typical tenancy?
3 years.
Okay.
A typical tenant stays in 3 years. And one of the things that's interesting with this, with both of the builders that are building these houses for me, they buy their dishwashers and all that from Home Depot. You can go to Home Depot and you can get an extended warranty if you want. There's a lot of different things. And in the state of Florida, a builder has to warranty the structure for 10 years by law.
Okay.
So normally these builders don't care because in 10 years, if you're an owner occupants usually stay in the house 5 to 7 years,
yep.
Right? So by 10 years, they don't have to worry anymore. But if you're going to own this house and really buy it and have somebody else pay it off, the renter, for you, and you're going to keep it 25, 30 years, you'll be there. And,
yeah.
And at 10 years, if there's anything wrong, the builder has to come back and fix it.
All right, well, this is good stuff. And Gene, I know you're always sending us great information, headlines, stories, all that kinds of stuff. And if you'd like to get on the mailing list to learn more about this great market, we'll tell you how to do that in just a minute. Gene keeps her pulse on what's happening in her marketplace. And you cover a pretty wide area. I mean, we've focused on the Space Coast today, but it really is a much wider area than that. So in generally, when you're working with investors, what kind of is the price range that you'll be looking at?
Yeah, somewhere between 200 and 230.
Okay.
That we can't go much higher than that or it's not really going to cash flow.
Yep.
And so that's why we do what we do. In the Space Coast, in Palm Bay, we have about 75 lots. And we're trying to buy more, but as we buy them, of course, the people that own the lots want more money for them.
So it has gotten out.
Yeah, right. So we'll be priced out of them pretty soon. But we have other projects that we're working on. We have one in Wildwood, and it will be a complete rental community of 94 units.
Okay.
And it'll only be it, and you can walk to the villages. And that'll come out next year.
Yep.
That's a very amazing thing, because the villages has over 300,000 people. In golf carts, by the way. And then we have another project that we're going to do in Deltona, which is condos right across the street from the hospital. And there'll be just rentals. So it's very, very exciting what's happening because of this influx of a lot of people coming to Central Florida.
Now, we've had a lot of listeners that have come here to check it out, and they'll meet with you. You'll figure out before they come to town kind of what they're interested in and then show them around. What are the big surprising takeaways that people that come from other places and they come here and visit with you, what are the things that strike them?
Well, I've had a lot of people come. There's this one community in New Smyrna Beach, which is how I started on the Space Coast, and it's called Costa Woods. And it's gotten a little bit too pricey now. We could probably sell a few more there. There was 909 lots.
Wow.
And we were in the first phase. So my people did really well.
Yeah.
What's interesting is they come there and they go, really? $230,000? This would be like $2 million in California. Or they come from New York. They live in a place like in a apartment house or whatever, a condo, and they come there and they go, oh, I'm going to use this for my retirement.
Yeah.
You know, and the truth is, their condos, even though, or their houses that are old, 30, 40, 50 years old, are worth a lot more, $700,000-$800,000 in New York. But they come here and they say, never lived in such a nice house, you know, and they, you know, it's really, really interesting. There's a lot to do here, all kinds of different people. People are very, very friendly, especially on those coastal areas. I also had a lady say to me, she bought a house in a place on the West Coast near Sun City, which is another 55 and over community. Yeah. And I'm really careful about that because the other night I went out to dinner with a 95-year-old lady. And, you know, 55 to 95, that's 40 years, you know.
That's a range.
Yeah, it's a range. Anyway, long story short, she bought this and we kept tweaking it. So I said, well, let's try this after she did it, because she owns a lot of rental income. So, you know, when you own a lot of rental income, a lot of times you think, you know, I'm just going to use that same old real estate, insurance person that I always do. So she gets a price and then I get it half the price.
Yeah.
You know, so there's a lot of things. And she said, this might turn out to be the best I've ever had. So that makes you feel good. That's me. Also, I get a lot of young people that come from California or from Seattle or places like that, and they work for high-tech companies. And they're there because, as we talked about before, they're hoping for stock.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's going to that's happening here, and they're calling Space Coast the next Silicon Valley, because there all these new companies, all these things that are happening, that's what they're coming here for. There's a gal that tells a story that she was lived in Mountain View, and she lived with three other people she didn't know in an apartment. I don't know how much they paid, $4,000, whatever it was, right? And she came here, and she works in that area. And she's like, I can have a whole house to myself. It's just a different life. And it's, you know, every place is wonderful. I mean, I love going to California. I love, you know, the feeling. And I love going to New York. I love the feeling. But when you have to put down roots sometimes or invest, you got to think of who's going to go there. And since this is the number one, I mean, I think it's like 1,000 people move to Central Florida every week.
Yeah, every week.
Every week. So I don't know who's moving out, but it doesn't seem like it. Our roads are really, really busy. And it's an area where there's, we have the lowest unemployment rate in the U.S. So we've always had that, and because you can always get a job, you know. But now we're getting really good jobs.
Well, it's great stuff. Always fun to come to Florida. There is a ton to do here. A lot of different industries, a lot of different drivers. And if you're thinking Florida makes sense for you, when we come back, we'll tell you how you can get a hold of Jean and get on her list. Thanks so much for sharing your immense wisdom with us. It's always great to see you.
Oh, it's always great to see you, too.
There's Jean Gillen. More when we come back. We're in Florida. I'm your host, Robert Helms.
Need help with your real estate investment portfolio? Check out the resources page at realestateguysradio.com.
Hey, it's Robert Helms. Thanks so much for listening to the show today. I want to personally invite you to come see an amazing real estate market that combines excellent cash flow, offshore diversification, and what we affectionately call lifestyle investing. Come join me from November 15th to 18th in the beautiful country of Belize. The Real Estate Guys have been bringing investors to Belize for more than 14 years now, and our discovery trip is designed to show you the market like nobody else can. Sure, Belize is breathtakingly beautiful. The people are wonderful, and wait till you taste the food. But the real opportunity is the real estate investment potential. 2018 was the biggest year in tourism Belize has ever witnessed, and this year is coming on strong. How does that translate to real estate investment? That's what you have to come see. There's all types of opportunity in Belize, including both long and short-term rentals, commercial and retail triple net properties, business opportunities, land acquisition, development, agriculture, and more. And as the only country in Latin America with English as its official language, it's easy to understand the law. Property rights are strong, and contracts are in English. And in Ambergris Key, a unique situation exists where demand for rentals continues to outstrip supply, creating a compelling environment for investors. So come see for yourself. Join me November 15th through 18th in Ambergris Key, Belize, as we study the market, learn about the sustainable drivers, and tour lots of beautiful real estate. And like all of our field trips, there are no properties for sale during the weekend. Rather, you'll meet lots of local providers that will help educate you about the market so that you can follow up with them after the trip if the market is interesting to you. But that ball's in your court. You'll receive their contact details, but they won't receive yours unless you give it to them. You've heard about Belize and the Real Estate Guys for all these years. Now come see what all the excitement is about. Plus, we'll have lots of time over meals and activities to talk about all things real estate. To get the details, go to the website at realestateguysradio.com and click on events where you'll find the Belize Discovery Trip. Once you register, you'll get information about our group hotel rates as well as travel details. So join me in Belize November 15th through 18th. It's a beautiful country with lots of amazing possibilities, and the only thing missing is you. Go to realestateguysradio.com under events. I look forward to seeing you in beautiful Belize.
Hi, this is Chris Martinson, author of Prosper, and you are listening to The Real Estate Guys.
And welcome back to The Real Estate Guys radio program. Thanks so much for tuning into the show. If you've ever wanted to do bigger deals using other people's money, then you've got to come out to The Secrets of Successful Syndication. Happens at the end of September in Dallas, Texas. All the details on our website at realestateguysradio.com. Oh my goodness. What a fireplug Gene Gillen is.
Yeah, you know, it's so exciting when you get a chance to talk with somebody who really, really knows their market, knows their demographic, and can get into detail about why a market makes sense and why certain product types make sense, and really can explain it to you so that as an investor, you can make an informed decision. So I just love that. I love that she chooses to work only with investors and be in tune with their specific need. And one of the trends that we've been seeing in a lot of places is just how builders are beginning to recognize that it's important to build product to cater to investors. And that's kind of nice because it used to be you could only go buy old product and you had to rehab it or whatever to get it kind of up to speed, but you were still working from a base of an older property. And not that that's bad, but the idea that you can get a fairly new property or brand new property, I love that part about what they're doing. That's fantastic.
Yeah, you know, we always talk about how important it is to figure out your personal investment philosophy first, what you're trying to get out of real estate. Then you've got to find a market or markets that make sense, then put together a team, and then find the right property. And frankly, we've struggled a little bit finding a team that can really deliver in Central Florida, but our feedback on Gene and Nick, who you'll meet next week, I think, has just been great. You know, they understand the market, they know how to deal with the all the questions and the nuances that investors need to understand, and that is super refreshing.
Yeah, and you know, you look at somebody who has dedicated themselves to a specific market, when you find that one team member, you find that one person or that small group of people, they are connected. And they open up a whole new world of teams. So whether it's property management, maintenance people, all the people that you need to support you in owning an investment property, if you can find that one quality person in a marketplace, usually they can bring nearly everybody else that you need, sometimes everybody that you need. And of course, Gene's been in this market for a very, very long time, very well connected, really knows what she's doing. And because she specializes in working with investors, probably there's not a problem that an investor is going to face today in Gene's career that she has not seen somewhere along the line and knows somebody or has an answer or some insight that can help you deal with that issue. So, you know, when you've got a strong team person in a marketplace, that's a real confidence building component to be able to go into a marketplace as an out of area investor and feel like you can make an investment and you know that you're going to have the support that you need locally to keep that thing performing at a high level.
Hey, if you want to learn more about Central Florida and the Space Coast, Gene's put together a couple of real cool videos, and we'll send you a link to those if you just send an email to centralflorida@realestateguysradio.com, centralflorida@realestateguysradio.com. She's got links to a bunch of articles. She really was prepared when it came to the facts, the figures, the statistics. We spent a lot of time off mic talking about just all the drivers in the market, how strong the market's been. And as you look out over the country right now, certainly in the U.S., this is true in other markets as well, there are certain high points and there are certain low points. Not every market is exceeding expectations, but Central Florida, arguably one of the strongest markets right now, and it's definitely a growth of equity. It's a captured equity. It's a long-term appreciation play. The cash flows aren't terrible, but when you're leasing out a brand new house to A-list tenants, that's a longer play, and this is a market you could definitely get married to. So big thanks to Gene Gillen for sharing her time and expertise with us. Next week, we're going to talk about an area of real estate that we really dig, and it actually overlaps with a part of the market in Florida. That's lifestyle investing, how you can turn a resort property into a cash flow machine that you can also enjoy using. We'll talk about that next week on the Real Estate Guys radio program. Until then, go out and make some equity happen.
This episode of the Real Estate Guys radio show is brought to you by Paradigm Life, powerful cash management strategies using life insurance. Learn more at beyourbank.com. Mid-South Home Buyers, low-cost, turnkey cash flow properties in Memphis, Tennessee. Corporate Direct, asset protection strategies for real estate investors from attorney and rich dad advisor Garrett Sutton. Find these and other great companies under the Resources tab at realestateguysradio.com. To learn how you can expose your product or service to the Real Estate Guys audience,
Call 888-489-7723, extension 4. That's 888-489-7723, extension 4. Or use the feedback page at realestateguysradio.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week right here on the Real Estate Guys Radio Show.